Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, do you speak English, sir? Parlo usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government. Not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and Jordan Goodman, I had announced earlier would be with us today, but he is not going to be with us. So onward we go, Andy.
Onward we go. You know what? I'll give financial advice. You are all about to be broke. All of you.
Not saying a word.
I figure it'll only take about 10 minutes.
You're better than that. That's not true. All right, impossible question of today. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. This one I have no idea because 13% of those working at home have called out to skip work for this reason. Called out.
And that's easy. Car problems.
Why would that actually not shock me?
Bus schedules. Okay, well, I'm just saying 13%. It's got to be something bizarre and stupid.
Ideas are sick kid, cleaning, hangover. You're at home working. How hard can it be to keep working, even if you're sick?
Well,
I guess if you're
on
your deathbed, that's one thing, Andy. But
I would say sick kid. I would say, look, you're talking about a small amount, right?
Right, one out of 10, roughly.
Exactly. And so, sick kid, which to me is a lame excuse, because you're at home, take care of the kid, keep them taken care of, but you can still work,
right?
Therefore, since it's a lame excuse, it lines up with 13%. I mean, there's got to be at least 13% of the employees out there who are truly lame. What do you think?
Oh, at least. We already know the 80-20 rule.
I still think car problems is better.
Could be.
Sick kid. I'll go with sick kid.
Okay. And along those lines, this wasn't in our notes, but just throw this out at Andy, because he and I have talked about this to a certain extent, and I think are both in agreement. And no, we don't always agree on everything, which is great. That's no two people ever can. Husbands and wives don't always agree on everything.
No, no.
So
I mean,
perfect.
John, you can't always be right.
That's exactly right. Thank you. Neither can you.
Just ask my wife.
Yeah. So when it comes to this working at home business, though, and you and I are in agreement on this, when do you think companies finally start to realize that they're not getting the same productivity and the same ingenuity and the same collaboration and the same all they had before? And I realize there are some jobs where working from home is probably A-okay and probably will be for some time. I get that. Maybe that's 10%, 15%. I don't know the magic number.
Yeah, thereabouts, maybe.
But you and I both know at some point the employers are going to start saying, wait a minute, this isn't working so well.
Yeah, I know when that point is. Last July. Okay, they already know this, John. The reason they can't say it is because COVID is a hot potato. If you say that, you sound insensitive and you want everybody to die.
Okay, I'll buy that, by the way. I think that's correct.
I think they know full well.
So you think they're already at that point?
Oh.
They're just doing it because they have to play along.
Right. Now, don't get me wrong. There are times when it actually saves a company money. Perhaps they can have less office space. Maybe you have a company that their profits have fallen because of COVID,
right,
and maybe they've moved into a smaller office space, and they actually rotate people in and out and have, right? And so they're using, you know, more cubicles, and so they're having more people work more shifts from home, and they save money that way. But, John, the bottom line is this. If you don't have people interacting together,
right,
then they will become exactly what your kids would have become with no parental supervision.
Yeah, how do
Am
they,
I right?
Yeah. I realize there are certain individuals that can work from anywhere, be productive, get things done. And I'm going to call those the one percenters, Andy. There's the one percenters that no matter what they're doing, because these are the people that, frankly, Andy, aren't working for a paycheck. They love what they do. They're going to do it no matter what. They do it for free just because they love what they do. They're going to be productive. They're going to make things happen. Again, I call them the one percenters. The problem is 99% of the workforce aren't them.
Well, I got to be honest. I'm in that 1%.
So am I.
I have never needed anyone to light my pilot light.
Me neither. I've also never been one of those individuals that, you know, ever had to have somebody come up on the, you know, on Friday when they're handing out paychecks and pat you on the back and say, great job. No. I always looked at the paycheck as the great job.
You know, I got to be honest, John, that always annoyed me when they did that. And I understood they were doing it because these corporate seminars told them you got to give positive reinforcement and stuff like this. To me, it was just like, dude, just give me the money. That's what I worked for.
That's what I'm here for.
If you want positive thoughts, let's just talk a little football.
Thank you.
Let's relax and enjoy each other in a co-working environment. But you don't have to pat me on the back.
Do you think we overdid that? I do, by the way.
Yes.
I think we went far, you know, just way too far over the top on that. It's almost to the point where it's fake.
It's part of, you know what? You just described our entire wussy culture of office places today. They're fake.
Yeah.
You have so many things that you shove in there just to make people happy, which all you're doing is putting on fake airs.
Yep.
And you know what you're really saying? And I'll close with this. You're really saying you don't respect them as much.
I was just going to say, you're just devaluing them.
Because you're saying, I have to coddle you because you're such a little snowflake, you'll fall apart.
You're just patronizing him at that point.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you. Well said. All right, we come back. I do want to play something from Glenn Beck. I don't normally play a lot of things from Glenn, and Andy knows why. I don't always agree with Glenn, but in this particular situation, I actually agree with him 1,000%. Stay tuned. I'll play that as soon as we come back, and Andy and I will discuss. Extreme Auto Repair is up next, and they want to help you with all of your needs on your vehicle, including, or especially, I should say, tires. Folks, we still have winter in Colorado. Winter lasts here all the way sometimes into May. It's been known to hang around that long. And what I'm getting at is we got more snow coming in again this weekend. If you're one of those out there driving around that does not have good tires, make sure you get that handled at Extreme Auto Repair and any other repair you need. 303-841-1071 or find them at klzradio.com.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong! Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership service contract. Promises kept.
Bruce Simmons, he is our reverse mortgage specialist, and for a lot of you, you know, 2020 may have been tough, especially for some of you that are over the age of 62. Maybe you're in retirement right now and you had no idea that this last year was going to be the way it was. Well, guess what? You can look at a reverse mortgage, take some of the equity that's in your house, turn that into cash, and frankly, live on that if need be. Bruce can explain how all of that works, so don't give up hope. Call Bruce today. It's klzradio.com. Look for Bruce there or 303-467-7821.
Owning a relatively high-value home does not make you immune to cash flow problems. It's more expensive to maintain and insure. Property taxes seem to go up every year. And of course, you may have a sizable mortgage payment to make every month. You don't want to sell, but you wish you had a little more margin in your budget. As long as you continue to pay your taxes and insurance, a reverse mortgage with KLZ's Bruce Simmons could give you the financial cushion you need. Thanks to recent changes by the Federal Housing Administration, you may be able to eliminate your monthly mortgage payment, setting you up comfortably for as long as you live in the home. Starting in January of 2021, homeowners 62 years and older with higher value homes may tap into a larger portion of their equity, giving them a better chance of qualifying for the loan. Get in touch with Colorado's first certified reverse mortgage specialist now at klzradio.com/reverse.
God. country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. All right, I'm going to play something from Glenn Beck. Andy and I will come back and chat about this. And again, I don't always agree with Glenn. I know he's a talk show host and, you know, in a way competes with us here. Glenn's a great guy, been around for a very, very long time. I don't always agree with his position on things because sometimes he can actually get on these conspiracy theory, you know, bandwagons, if you would, and I just can't go there. Now, I say that to say this. In this case, what I'm going to play now, he is 1,000% correct, and we'll listen, and I'll tell you why. Here we go.
The idiots. Somebody thinks it's a good idea to have armed protests in all 50 capitals and the nation's capital next week. That's going to work out real well. Let me tell you this. You will be responsible for the Second Amendment being lost. There are ways to fight things, but you have to use your noodle to figure out the most effective way, and that is the least effective way. As Stu said a minute ago, they're itching for you to do this. They just can't wait for you to do this. How do you think that's going to be perceived? Well, we're going to scare them. No, you're not. No, you're not. If you scare them, they will take guns away. Well, good. Then we've got most of the guns. Are you an idiot?
Thoughts?
Oh, he's 100% right. Look, I believe in self-defense, not self-offense.
I agree.
And, you know, I'll even go this far, and this isn't conspiracy talk. This is strategy talk from a former leftist.
Okay.
Okay.
And real quick, for everybody listening that may have not heard some of Andy's history in the past, we get different listeners that join us every single day. So, Andy, so as to give that credence as needed to your past,
yeah.
You know, the credentials is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Give everybody a real quick synopsis of your past.
Oh, well, bottom line, I was raised in left-wing academia. My entire family, I remember when Obama ran, dad had like 8 Obama signs on his lawn. My dad, my brother, both have master's degrees in education. We were all raised as hardcore left-wing Democrats. My family is very activist.
Because they're activist Democrats,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, but
not
they were
just sit on the sideline Democrats.
Right, but they're also academic activists. These are the smart ones who tear you apart online.
Okay.
And in debates.
Got it.
That's what I was raised to be. I now train people to fight that. Okay.
So there's the history behind that.
All
I just
right.
want to get
so
that
knowing
out there.
That, yeah, let me tell you something. I think the odds are very high that there are left-wing people trained to go into these groups and push them to do this stupid thing.
Yep.
And by the way, John, they're good. Okay, they train to say all they literally
they
learn.
They know the buttons to push.
They
right?
learn all the lingo.
Yeah.
They don't just come in and you can immediately spot them as somebody who's faking it. No, 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 no. They learn all the lingo. They even, you know, they dress the right way and do all this to where they are one of you. And that's what they do. Now, do I think that's most of these people who are doing this? No, of course not. I'm just saying that it would shock me if the left passed up an opportunity to seed some people amongst them to promote this kind of stupid, stupid idea.
Which, by the way, I believe they did last week as well.
Oh, sure. Do I believe all the people storming up in the Capitol were a bunch of left-wingers
no.
in disguise? No, 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 no.
But were they agitating the other ones to go with them? Yes.
Yes. I'm saying they
seized the moment.
They seed people in there. They seize
right.
the moment.
That's right. And they will do the same thing in this case.
Yeah, and by the way, John, let's get right down to it, and then I'll throw it back to you. Folks, if you want to keep your freedoms, you cannot rely on a document written a couple hundred years ago. You must have most of the people in the country agree with you that you should have that freedom. You must win people.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, and you can say, but the Constitution was written by white guys in white wigs carrying muskets. Okay, I agree with the Constitution. I love it. I adore it. I praise it to the hills. But most of society doesn't. You have to win them over. And if you do something like this, Glenn Beck is right, you are going to push them away.
You're alienating and giving them ammunition, pardon the pun, but you're giving them ammunition to do exactly what he just said a moment ago. And I think that's where we have to be. And you guys have all heard me talk about this. Even the last couple of days, you've heard me talk about this stuff. We need to be very careful in how we proceed when it comes to these things. You heard Andy and I took a lot of heat for this last week. Granted, a lot of you listeners came back on our defense, Andy and I's, on Thursday and Friday. But on Wednesday, when Andy and I were denouncing everything that had gone on that day and basically talking about violence isn't the answer,
right.
We took a lot of heat from listeners on air and off air that day and that evening. Granted, a lot of listeners came back in support of us the days after. But my position as of last Wednesday hasn't changed. I'm the same guy I was then, I am today.
Now, John, a violent overthrow?
We're not to that point yet, folks. Not even close.
No.
It's loony talk.
That's loony talk. And by the way, how can you do a violent overthrow when you haven't... Well, first of all, you shouldn't do one. But why aren't you not first trying to win hearts and minds?
Good question. Bill is up next. Bill, welcome. How are you?
Well, just took a bite of an apple. Didn't expect it that quick. Hey, you know, I just heard part of what you were talking about because I just turned the radio on with the working at home. I've been calling. I was just on the phone with Apple, and that was up in Canada.
Right.
So I always ask them, these people, what they think about working at home. And you know how you can really tell by people's voice, kind of age group, you
right.
know? And it seems like the 25, most of them, the older ones, like working at home. They don't have to get dressed in the morning, you know.
Right.
Be sitting there naked, who knows. The younger guys around 20, 25-ish, they don't like it because no socialization.
Right.
So that's it. That's what I got.
No, good stuff. No, Bill, I can't say disagree with him.
You know, he makes a great point. I think young people really enjoy getting together at work.
I agree. Dennis in Arvada, you're up, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you, Dennis?
Good, sir.
I'm blessed, too. Thank you. I wonder, that poster that everybody's talking about the Capitol attack in the 50 states and the United States Capitol, I've got a theory that was put out by somebody on the left just to bring this all to a head. I don't think it was put out by anybody on the right.
It's possible.
I don't know. I can't verify that one.
No, that's just my theory. I don't think this was something put out, either that or China put it out, or Russia. And I honestly don't think it's something that was put out by somebody on the right.
Well, maybe, Dennis, although, you know, I've seen even here in Colorado things that are being posted all around. In fact, I give Andy a lot of credit. He takes a lot of heat and stands his ground, even in Colorado, when it comes to things that we have going on in politics here and nationwide. And Dennis, I'll tell you, after listening and reading some of the things that I see getting posted by what I thought were very level-headed conservatives until last week, you know what? Nothing surprises me at this point.
From conservative people that are normally conservative?
Yes. Yes.
No comment, John. That's a good point right there. I hate to see that, man.
People, I do, too. I mean, in last Wednesday, you know, was disturbing, and I understand on that particular day a lot of people got hung up in the moment and even admitted that. There's people that even went into the Capitol that have since now said, you know, don't know why I did it, I shouldn't have done it, it was a mistake. You know, they were caught in the moment, and I understand. Everybody listening, please, I get the frustration level. I get the level of madness, I guess I could say, Dennis, about what's going on in the country. If people have felt like, you know, we lost an election unfairly, and by the way, I'm one of those. I agree, but I don't think taking to the streets in a violent manner is the way to fix things in this country right now. Now, will it be if things get worse on down the road? You know, I can't answer that, Dennis. We're not there yet, but right now, at this moment in time, that's not the answer.
That's well said, John. You're exactly right. Everybody pray. Everybody have hope. And let's see if we can't get through this together.
Well said, Dennis. I appreciate it very much. One of the things I am going to talk about, too, today, because we had a big discussion yesterday about, you know, everything going on in regards to, you know, social media, Amazon, the Internet, and so on. And what I learned through some things that were going on yesterday and even into last night with, you know, particular listeners. And by the way, this is I thanked everybody that I was going back and forth with. I think even, you know, conservatives and I think some folks on the left, I think there's a lot of individuals out there that frankly have no idea how the internet works. I mean that sincerely. And I will go through in a few minutes here in a very, you know, brief manner without getting into a lot of the technical things that are there. And I'm not a, you know, IT expert by, you know, any stretch of the imagination, but I know enough about how things work, the backbone of the internet and so on. And I think, again, real quick, one of the misconceptions, we'll come back and talk about this in depth, is a lot of people think the government owns the internet. Nothing could be farther from the truth.
My only question is, before you lecture people on the internet, did you first consult Al Gore?
I did not, because he invented it, right?
Then why should I listen? I'll listen anyway, whatever.
Again, there's misconceptions, and here's where I'm going with this. I think because of those misconceptions, we have folks that are literally all over social media and in the streets talking about things in an inaccurate manner. And I'll just give you one example. When folks talk about free speech on Facebook or Twitter, let me explain something. When the founders talked about free speech, they were talking about free speech in the public square. So on public property, you have free speech. You can say what you want to. That's the way our country was founded, correct?
Correct.
If I step onto private property, the rules change, right, Andy?
Right, and those are private property. They're owned by private companies.
Correct. So, folks, there is no free speech. I'm sorry. Let me just give it to you this way. There's no free speech on Twitter or Facebook or Pinterest or Instagram, or I can go down the list.
Correct.
You're all advocating for that, but here's the reality. It doesn't exist, and I don't know that it will ever exist, and I say that because I don't want the government interfering in those things.
Well, I don't either. I don't want the government telling a private business.
Ever.
But here's the thing, though. I do look at private businesses, especially ones that enjoy 230 protection, which, by the way, is worth...
That's a whole other conversation for another day. Yes, I agree.
Bottom line, I would like them to apply equal standards.
I agree.
In how they restrict speech. That's all.
Yeah, and again, we can talk more about that as we go through, but I do think when I come back, a quick lesson in how the internet actually works, because I think, again, there's misconceptions there as to the structure of the internet, who owns what, how it works. And folks, I'm talking even among some conservatives that we really don't have any idea. You know, you go on the computer, you type in a URL, and you think, boom, there it is. And most of you have no idea how it shows up on your screen.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that as soon as we come back, not in a bad way, just an instructional way. And we'll come right back. In the meantime, Franktown Firearms is next. Now, with everything going on in the country, I will say this. If you don't own a gun, you should. I'm one of those Second Amendment guys that thinks everybody should own a gun. You should be trained on owning a gun. You should know how to shoot that gun. You should know about the proper ammunition, the types of ammunition that go in that gun, what all of your options are, what ammunition do you use at certain times, what do you practice with, what do you use for self-defense. All of that can be done at Franktown Firearms. And I'm one that says every person in the United States of America that's of sound mind should own a firearm. KLZradio.com or call 720-770-7777.
You're shooting on the range at Franktown Firearms and something goes wrong with your gun. A jammed round. Maybe you're having trouble picking up your sights. So you walk on over to the gunsmithing department at the back of the store and one of the gunsmiths on staff takes a look at your firearm. A few minutes later, you're back to firing on the range with a functional gun. Because they've earned the designation Stocking Dealer for Glock and Sig Sauer, as well as Master Dealer for Ruger and Smith & Wesson, Franktown Firearms has more guns in stock. Because they maintain good relationships with their suppliers, they consistently bring in ammo so it's available for you to practice on the range. If it's not in stock, rest assured more will be inbound soon. And as a shooting range with the full-service gunsmithing department on site, Franktown Firearms has the capacity to get your gun back faster. Sign up for a membership today at klzradio.com/franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free.
Let's go to Golden Eagle. Okay, you talked finances. Andy was going to set the record straight on how to handle all your finances and everything else as we came into this hour.
Who can help all those people I ruined?
Al Smith can help you guys out. So when it comes to your financial future, you know what it is, know where you're headed, how to get there, how to make it happen, and how to stay there. And that's what Al Smith does at Golden Eagle Financial. Again, find him at klzradio.com or call 303-744-1128.
Saving for retirement is not the same thing as having a retirement plan. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, helps people near and in retirement who have already saved up the money they need, but who haven't really thought about what comes next. You wouldn't hop in the car for a two-week vacation with no destination in mind. You wouldn't hire a new employee without a job description. You shouldn't retire without a clear idea about how you're going to collect the money you've been diligently saving all your adult life. As soon as you retire, your focus shifts from saving money to making money last. Your risk tolerance changes. You need a financial advisor who specializes in wealth preservation, not wealth accumulation. Set up a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money, and Al Smith will help you create a plan. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Greg with Open Range Services said, "With all the things I have to worry about in a day, it's nice not to have to worry about this complex beast of a machine outside my office. BES has done a great job of maintaining it for us, and we use the heck out of it. I have had some not so fun experiences with office machine maintenance companies in the past. Thanks for giving me one less thing to worry about." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. Okay, in lieu of Jordan Goodman not joining us today, this is actually great. It worked out well. I can take a few minutes here, and I know for a lot of you this will be redundant. You already know how the internet works. But for a lot of you that don't, we're going to just give a real synopsis on how the internet functions. First and foremost, the government does not own the internet, at least not in the United States of America. In fact, in most countries, it doesn't own the internet. Now, in some countries, does the government have some hands in the pot, if you would, the cookie jar, and regulating some different things and so on?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and in a lot of countries, absolutely they do. China being one of those, by the way. Huge government intervention when it comes to the internet in China.
By the way, that's why I laugh at those people who compare our COVID stats to China.
Oh, you can't. It's not even close.
You're actually trusting numbers you get out of China.
Okay.
That's laughable. Continue
on. Going to the basics of how the internet works. We will start from... Let's do this backwards. Most of you look at your screen at home, and I'm going to go backwards, okay? So the way this works is there has to be a server someplace that holds the data to handle all the things that you go out on the internet and search for. And by the way, there is more data out there than just what you see in the open web, we would call it, because there's the deep web and there's also the dark web. I've talked about those on this show in the past. So there's layers of the internet, some of which most of you will never see, and that's probably a good thing, because there is still, believe it or not, lots of things out there on the internet that are free to the public to go see if you so choose to do so. So anybody out there telling you that the internet is locked down some way, shape, or form in the United States of America, they're lying, because it's not. So the way the internet works is there's servers everywhere, server farms in a lot of cases, or just standalone servers. You don't have to have a server farm to have a server to host and do things. For example, I am one that I was advised some 20 plus years ago to always host all of my own stuff. So when you go to the Rush to Reason website, I host that myself. I host all of my own email. I host my Drive Radio website, the Fix It Radio website. All of that is done on me, on my own, on my server. I handle it. It's me. I don't rely on anyone else to provide that service. So an individual can even put a server on the quote-unquote internet and service anybody that wants to come and check out the things that you actually have on that server that you make public, by the way, because there are private servers and there are public servers. But there's server farms and servers all around the world, by the way. Servers don't just have to be in the United States of America to service American companies. Some of these servers are in Germany. Some of these servers are in Australia. There are servers in New Zealand. There are servers in Canada and the like. They're all around the entire world. So the way it works is there's a server that's hosting the data. There are routers that basically take all of that information that you're requesting. They route it through. They go to the particular server, the address of that server that you're looking for, which real quick, by the way, when you type in, you know, www.klzradio.com, that's really not what you're looking for. The internet is smart enough, not it used to not be this way, but it's smart enough now to where even when you just type in klzradio.com in the top toolbar, it knows the particular internet protocol address, the IP address that is associated with klzradio.com. It actually is going out and looking for that address, much like the street address that you live on and you get mail delivered to. It's looking for that address that you just typed in to pull the information that you're looking for. And when you click on that site internally, it's going from page to page to page or an external page, and it all depends on how the web builder built that particular website and where that information is stored. But all of that is routed through these routers, if you would, that are out there. Going backwards even farther, all of that data runs through lines, either copper or fiber, depending upon what part of the country and world you live in. Most of it now is on fiber, with the last mile, we call it, being built on copper. So typically everything's being run through fiber. Sometimes fiber runs all the way into the server itself, or in a lot of cases, that last mile is done through copper, whether that's through coax cable that you have, coax cable like you used to hook your TV up to the antenna, or you run it through a 2-4 pair, lines, however you decide, however that company decides they want to do it. The last line is copper. Now, you also have
all the copper run by the government.
Well, it was subsidized by us as taxpayers at one time, most likely through the Bell companies, most of them, by the way.
Right.
The majority of that last line of copper was either laid by companies like Verizon or, back in the day, Ma Bell or whoever that happened to be. And a lot of that copper and stuff is still being used to this day, believe it or not, some 100 years later in some cases. That copper is still there, still being used to run, data packets back and forth on the line. We have to also remember that there are also ISPs. That is the internet service provider that for all of you, everybody, when you actually go online, there is an internet service provider that's routing that data. Even if you're out of a building someplace and you're just using your cell service, that is being run through the ISP of the cell provider. So in my case, Verizon, if I'm out of the building and I'm out and about and I'm just using my data on my cell phone plan, at that point, Verizon becomes my ISP. So the internet service provider helps route that traffic out in the way that I just explained a moment ago. All of that comes back down to what you have in your house or your phone or your device or your mobile. And when you go search for a web address, that's where it's all going. I think where the confusion lies is a lot of folks think that the government, controls and runs and handles the internet. The reality is in the United States of America, no, they don't. In fact, the last thing that was done with the FCC recently, where they decided to keep the internet open and not closed, was the best thing that ever happened. There was a big battle on that, the net neutrality rule that came down here a few years ago, which kept the net basically open and available. And everybody thought, no, it's going to jack prices up and there'll be bandwidth limitations and so on. And quite frankly, it was the opposite. It actually opened more things up. People ended up with more bandwidth, which, by the way, is the rate of speed that data is coming and going into your personal device. That is a synopsis of how the internet works. So when we talk about Amazon taking down a site that, by the way, Amazon owns their own servers, and I'm one that says, and I said this yesterday, I feel that Amazon has the freedom as a business to put whatever they want on their servers or deny whatever they want on their servers. We won't get into all the gory details today as to whether what they did with Parler is right, wrong, or otherwise. I just am one that feels that any business out there should have the ability to do business with whatever customer they choose to. And I'll go as far as to say this. I don't even think we need laws anymore to say who you should or shouldn't service as a customer, because we have gotten so open with information now that if there's a business out there that doesn't service a particular person the way they should, the entire internet knows, and that business will not stay in business very long if they treat their customers poorly. But I'm also one that says if there's an ice cream parlor that decides it wants to be a white-only ice cream parlor and not allow any minority of any kind into the ice cream parlor.
So they're vanilla?
So they can become the vanilla whatever. More power to them, because guess what? Either they will thrive with only those people coming into the ice cream parlor, or they will die because of public scrutiny that tells them they're wrong in what they're doing. Which, by the way, I would think they were wrong in what they were doing, because I, as a business owner, want to try to do business with as many people possible, because that's how you make more money.
Obviously. No, I totally agree. If somebody were to be biased and discriminate based on race, based on gender, and
right. These
kinds of things on those who can come in their doors, they'd be out of business in no time.
Yeah, anymore. We have such a system with, you know, everything from, you know, reviews to Yelp to, you know, you name it. You know, gone are the days where the government, I feel, needs to come along and put protective guidelines on all these different groups that are out there. The reality is, if, you know, we'll use the LGBTQ community, if they go someplace and get treated poorly, boy, they have a lot of voice anymore, and they're going to make it very well known that that particular place did not service them correctly, and either that place will stay in business or it will go under.
Right.
No, they don't need, my point is, they don't need personal protection.
No.
No more than I do.
All I ever ask, John, is that it is applied equally across the board.
And I agree with that.
It's not.
No, it is not, because now we even have gotten to the day and age to where in some cases that LGBTQ person actually gets priority over what even Andy and I and Charlie get. So,
yes,
I believe that, yes, it needs to be put out fairly. And I'm one that just says drop all of them. Let business be business. Let the free market run like it's supposed to. And if somebody's not doing business correctly, they'll be ratted out.
I'd go a step further, John. I would say do the same in hiring.
Yes.
All
thank you.
All quotas
yes.
gone.
Yeah. Thank you, Andy.
Absolutely
yes.
all.
Yes.
If you do the best job,
you get the job.
And by the way, guess what that does? It removes the stigma
yep.
from every person of color
yep.
who succeeds in the free market.
That's exactly right.
You didn't have any leg up. You were just greater than the next guy.
Yeah, I just outworked the next guy. I've talked about that on this show constantly.
Yep.
If you want to succeed in this world, all you do is work harder than the next guy. I don't care what the color of your skin is.
Right. And then if you have a place where, you know, you've got a business like a Walmart, and you're saying, hey, you can hire whoever you want, and they have absolutely nothing but white people there, what can you what are the customers going to say? They're going to say, you know what? Either 100% of the best applicants are white, or
you guys are racist.
Or you guys are racist, and guess what? You're going to lose us as a customer.
Either way,
free market.
My feeling is the free market will correct all of that stuff on its own. Now, do I feel like as a country there was a point in time where what the government needed to step in and help make some of those things happen?
Sure.
Yes, because we didn't have what we have today as far as communication goes.
Right.
If we'd truthfully had communication then like we have today, they wouldn't have needed to.
Well, let me be mean here. We also had a much stronger Democrat Party behind the scenes wielding racism.
Running that stuff, you mean? Yes.
Yes, you're KKK
correct.
And those
yes,
things.
Yes, you are correct.
Thankfully, yeah. Well,
here's a question
aside.
For you.
Yeah.
Would the KKK even exist? Would the KKK have existed then with the technology we have today?
No.
Thank you.
Gone.
I agree 100%. They
absolutely
would not be there.
Gone.
They wouldn't have. They wouldn't have lasted.
Yeah, I believe that getting government in there to try to force things to be even slows
yes.
the evening of them, because what you do then is nobody is freely choosing it, which means they have no buy-in, they don't believe in it, and so now all you've done is create bitterness
That's
versus
right.
entitlement.
So here's the positives out of what's come out of even this week with Amazon choosing not to do business with Parler, folks. I'm sure there's some very smart companies out there looking at this saying, wow, you know what? We might have a bunch of conservative companies willing to jump on board if we offer the same services to them at a similar deal that Amazon is offering with no strings attached.
Parler's already found one.
Thank you. That wouldn't take very long either, did it?
No, of course not.
And this
never worried me.
And real quick, folks, I'm going to say this. I said this yesterday. I'm going to keep saying this. What moron at Parler decided to put their stuff on Amazon in the first place? I'm being serious about that.
Yeah,
it's like the AR-15 site that I read today got taken down from GoDaddy. What moron there had GoDaddy hosting their site in the first place? I just explained to you all earlier that it is not that difficult to host this stuff yourself. Why are they allowing GoDaddy? And I can give you the answer why. Because they're a bunch of cheapskates, that's why. Because GoDaddy is cheap. That's why they left the website there.
You know what they remind me of, John? They remind me of the days when America was absolutely dependent on oil from the Middle East that hates us. these companies that make themselves totally dependent on companies that hate them and their ideology.
And but here's the difference. Back then, we didn't really have any choice as to where we could buy oil because we were importing so much. Yeah, as a country, we finally figured that out. Trump, by the way, hugely instrumental in getting us off of foreign oil and where we are today. Well, giving credit where credit's due. But again, we live in a day and age today, Andy, much like oil, where in today's world, if you don't like GoDaddy or you don't like XYZ company that's, you know, that's catering and pandering more to the liberal side of the fence than they are the conservative side of the fence, great. You know, matter of fact, at the end of the day, if you want to host your own stuff, knock yourself out. Go for it.
Yeah, I often look at the conservative public and I say, why don't you compete? Compete!
I don't know, Andy.
Now, by the same token, I will take my free speech rights and use them to bash people like Amazon who discriminate and who are biased in who they choose to host.
Right.
Obviously. Well, I have the freedom to do that, just as they have the freedom to do what they did. I never denied it. But they also have, I have the freedom to make sure they suffer repercussions.
And that's the way it should work. That's the way the free market should work.
Yeah.
And to answer your question, why haven't we on our side done a better job of that? I can't answer that, Andy. I don't know. I don't know if we don't do it because we're cheap. I don't know if we do it because we're lazy. I don't know if we do it because we just don't understand. But I'm here to tell you right now, fair warning, folks, everybody listening. Those of you that are conservative and have your sites, plural, hosted with individuals that are not maybe of your ilk, you better get your crap moved. And folks, I'm talking churches. I'm talking nonprofits. I'm talking gun people. I'm going down the line. If you are doing business with any of these organizations that don't align with your politics and or faith, I suggest, highly suggest, you move your stuff somewhere else or you are liable to find yourself in the same position Parler was in. Fair warning.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. And by the way, just real quick, I've got individuals that I work with on the consulting side where if you need help doing this, even on your own, like say, for an example, you're a church and you want to host your own stuff, I've got people that can help you do that. It's not that complicated. And by the way, at the end of the day, you save money. Why do you think I do what I do? I've saved money in the last 20 some years hosting it myself, not paying someone else to do it. So in the end, you actually save money. So we'll take a timeout. We'll come right back. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning is up next. Get your estate in order in 2021. Talk to Michael today, 720-394-6887.
Michael Bailey removes your fear of the unknown by helping you plan ahead for unexpected scenarios. Most people have already given up their resolutions by now, but not Michael Bailey. He lives by the adage, "Those who prepare shall not fear." KLZ's mobile estate planner recently got a frantic phone call from a family whose mother had been given only 2 to 4 weeks to live. Their father had begun to lose some of his mental acuity, and they needed help now. They held a Zoom meeting with Michael Bailey on a Friday. He drew up their parents' estate plan on Saturday, and by Monday, their mother had been moved into hospice care. Without Michael's last-minute help, this family would have spent months, if not years, battling in probate court because their mother's assets would have gone to the wrong people. You don't know what the future holds, but you can prepare for uncertainty. Set up a free consultation with KLZ's mobile estate planner now at klzradio.com/estate.
Purify Chevrolet, folks. If you're looking to buy a new or used car or truck or SUV, you name it, they've got it. New and used both. They've got a used car lot, great, by the way, stocked up, and also a new car lot. So you name it, they've got you taken care of at Purify Chevrolet. Drop by and see the new C8 Corvette as well. I believe there's a couple now on the showroom that you can go visit. Find them at purifychevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
Hi, my name is Denny. I've been a customer of Purify Chevrolet since 1994, and I got attracted to Purify because I was and still am a Corvette enthusiast. They were recommended to me to do modifications to my Corvette, and it's transpired into over a 25-year relationship now with the dealership. Over the course of the years, I probably purchased 24 Corvettes and numerous company vehicles for my business, and it's just been an outstanding relationship all these years. If you're a Corvette enthusiast, there's probably not a better place to take a Corvette for service or any modifications you'd like to make. And from the day I came up there back in 1992, you just come away impressed. I've known Rolly now for 20-some years, and a good business relationship turned into a very, very good personal friendship.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Loveland and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes behind the window. And John, I've got a question for you.
Sure.
Let's get to the big issue, the really big issue that's evolving here. Are we seeing the formation of a conservative underground economy? Are we, and not underground, by the way, you know, like it's all legal, it's above board, but you know what I mean. Are conservatives going to simply have to turn inward to a large degree? I'm not talking hardcore boycotts across the line, nothing like that. But to a large degree, do business with one another and become a conservative economy.
I hope not, but I think yes. In fact, I was thinking that very thing. It's funny you asked that. I was thinking the very same thing when I was rolling in today on my way down here. I could easily see that happening, yes.
Yeah, because I'm seeing – here's the thing. As you know, I don't like boycotts, but I believe in a thing called a soft boycott, right? If I'm not going to absolutely deny my lifestyle and never use Amazon and never go to a Starbucks, nothing like that.
Right.
But if I can put money toward a company or business that supports my ideology – I'm going to. Why? Because people on the other side are doing it rabidly. And also, large liberal companies are taking my money. And let's be honest, John. They elected a president this time around. Big tech played an enormous role in electing Joe Biden.
And you want to know why I think that is?
Why?
Because they knew they got played the last time.
Yes. In fact, they said so. They said, we can't allow this to happen again.
Yep.
What a thing to say. Here you guys are saying that your platforms, and you're saying we can't allow this to happen again. What? The free exchange of ideas
right.
that resulted in Donald Trump beating Hillary Clinton? I'm telling you, our money, when we spend it at these places, went toward defeating America. And so because of that, I'm starting to see a lot of conservatives, and I mean a lot of conservatives, move where they keep their web page, move where they get their coffee, move where they do a lot of things. Why? Because they realize that, well, quite honestly, a lot of these people who advertise on your show, for instance, are more trustworthy and reliable to go to. Even if you go to, say, a liberal, but at least it's not a liberal who wants to, you know, destroy conservatives.
Right.
Right. Just better people.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still one that, you know, will decide. I mean, if you as a conservative are going to boycott every single liberal company that sells something that you need, you might as well go find a cabin in the woods and hang out for the rest of your life because you're going to be a hermit.
Yeah. And I would never expect us to do that. That's not what I mean at all. By a conservative economy, I don't mean an economy where you only cloister with conservatives entirely. But I'm talking an economy, and a booming one at that, where a lot of conservatives are going to move whatever money they can reasonably to conservative companies.
Yeah, I mean, I said this yesterday, and really the bottom line, the way to fix the majority of what we're talking about is get more conservative companies into the midst of what we've got going on, build competition. Competition, by the way, folks, is always the best way to fix anything. Competition builds excellence.
Yes.
And is real quick, as a matter of fact, Amazon and the reason why they do as well as they do in the server world is because there was a lot of competition on that end of things to begin with. They just happened to come along and build a better mousetrap.
Yeah, they did.
That's all.
But
the competition created them.
But let me ask you this, John, because last week we were talking about how we both believe the 2021 economy is going to boom to a large degree. And I said because of one big thing, pent-up demand.
Right.
I think, you know, people have money ready. They're pent-up demand.
I agree with you, by the way.
Okay. Where is that demand more pent up than for conservatives wanting conservative outlets at which to spend? As long as you don't, like, overcharge and try to rake
it in.
No,
don't gouge them.
No, don't gouge.
Just be fair.
But if you don't try that, my gosh, you've got a market ready to come spend at your doorstep.
Yeah, and again, folks, what we're really talking about is a free market and the way to really compete. And I realize it's tough because there really is no Parler, I get it, but no Twitter competition. There's no Pinterest competition. There's no Facebook competition. There's no Instagram competition. I get that. But isn't high time they had some?
Yeah.
So some of you conservatives out there that have enough money and wherewithal and the ability to collectively even put things together, why haven't you?
Yeah, or you could at least look at more neutral things like MeWe. MeWe has made it very clear, hey, we don't care about your politics, isn't our business. Our business is our business.
And they may very well take a big, you know, big surge in what's going on right now. But those are the type of companies that literally could come along. I mean, every company has the ability to fall. I don't care who they are, folks. I don't. There is no such thing as too big to fail. We saw that in 2008.
And Parler deserves, to a large degree, the pain they're going through. No, seriously.
They didn't think through it correctly.
They didn't think through it correctly. No. They bonded with Amazon.
No, they went to bed with the devil.
Yeah, somebody who hates you.
Why would they do that?
Right.
Well, and again, I can tell you why. Cost.
And, you know, and here's the thing. You look at Amazon, like you and I said, we would like a society where you can refuse customer name, any business to any customer and so forth. Okay. But Amazon didn't throw them out because of violence. They didn't. Okay. Amazon proudly supports Black Lives Matter.
Right.
Which burned down city after city after city over the last year. So obviously they don't care about violence. This was all bias on
they have agenda.
Political ideology.
They have an agenda. No doubt about it. All right. American National Insurance is up next. Paul has an agenda too. He wants to save you money. Make sure you're well insured and properly insured. And they've got some great programs at American National Insurance he can share with you. Call Paul today. He's my personal agent, 303-662-0789, American National Insurance.
Your home insurance should include the stuff inside your house, too. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance, remains one of very few agents who will sit down with you and ask specific, detailed questions, making sure that in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. After a fire, you won't only need a new place to live, you'll also need to replace your gun collection and your jewelry. In those situations, you don't want to work with an agent you found online. You want to talk to someone who knows you, someone who will take the initiative to call and see how you're doing. Even in less disastrous situations, such as accidentally dropping your wedding ring down the sink, the proper coverage with Paul will make you financially whole. Paul Leuenberger can't relieve the emotional loss of a family heirloom, but he will make sure that you can replace your possessions at their full financial value. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
All right, folks, that honestly does it for this first hour. Holy cow, that went fast.
Yeah, it did.
Man alive. So we are up against the top of the hour. Second hour will be up next. If you're listening to our replay hour, thank you very much. We do appreciate it. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. But otherwise, we're going to come back, and Andy and I, we're going to talk a little more about what's going on in this social media world. We'll talk about Social Dilemma. It's a movie, by the way, that every single person, I believe, I don't care how old you are, if they can watch TV and understand it, they should watch Social Dilemma. I don't care what age you are. So we'll come back, talk about that. Don't go anywhere. And again, myself, Andy, Charlie, lines will be open, by the way. We had some phone line issues earlier in the day. Those are all fixed and ready to go. So if you heard some of the earlier programs about phone lines, they are open. You heard some calls even come in during that first hour. So be sure to call us, 303-477-5600. We'll come back, though. I got other topics as well, but we'll be back. We will review. Boy, I can't get that spit out. We will review Social Dilemma. Don't go anywhere. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.